Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Domestic engineering. Jason is engineering the controls. Kathy is in charge of domestic engineering in the front of the classroom today. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. And you know, Vince, Jason is such a nice young man.
He is. Not only is a nice young man, he's a very, very brilliant young man. He knows a lot about a lot. And, you know, when I just connected this morning, and we were talking and I mentioned it, his parents were probably the reason, or one of the reasons, why he knows so much about so much, because they had a household that allowed the learning that so many households should do the same. Really should. And I was fortunate. My father would put books in front of me. I was dyslexic. I couldn't read worth a darn. But that didn't stop him from putting books in front of me. And he figured out that if I read things that I liked, like the Lafayette Radio and Electronics catalog, and to a lesser extent the Radio Shack catalog, and the Sears catalog, and manuals of how things work, you know, the instruction manuals that came with things like lawnmowers, appliances, those kinds of things that... He saw that if he put those in front of me, I really liked reading them, and I was able to straighten my brain out so that the words wouldn't jump all over the page, and I could actually read. And I think one of the things that's lacking in our educational system, severely lacking, is learning how to be a parent. I didn't go to a course that taught me how to do it. I had to figure it out on my own. And it sure would be nice if some people, well, if everybody had a chance to learn about parenting, what children need, how to make their lives better, how to encourage them to learn more, to be better at everything. I didn't go to a class like that. Kathy, did you or your husband?
No. No, Vince, it's a full-time job. You know, I had my last three, I had three in 3.5 years, and I'll tell you, there were days that I couldn't even get dressed until 9:45 in the morning because somebody threw up, somebody needed to be fed, the diapers needed to be changed, dog had to be let out. You know, I'd go to get changed, and it was, Mom, you know, and it's a full-time job. And it's a hard job, but I think you're right. If you have good parents and you were able to look and learn from them, it makes it a lot easier. But, you know, it requires time and patience and skill. There's a skill to it, Vince. And you really have to be dedicated to it because you can let somebody else raise them. But to do it and to know that they're secure and they're loved at home, that's the main thing, Vince.
Yeah, and I remember saying early when we had our first child, that said, you know, it used to be that if Mrs. Finelli and I wanted, we were just, you know, just the two of us, if we wanted to go somewhere, if we wanted to go shopping, if we wanted to do something, if we wanted to go out somewhere, we just go. But when you have your very first child, if you want to go someplace, those same places, you're looking at an hour's preparation minimum if you're fast. And then,
yeah, it's that.
And then if you have, right, right. And then if you have two children, it's not twice as much time, effort, work. It's five times. Two children is five times as much effort. So if you think you're going to get out of the house in an hour, you're looking at an hour and a half, 2-3 hours, you know, because as soon as everybody goes to the bathroom and you're ready to get, you know, leave the door and go into the vehicle, someone has to go to the bathroom. As soon as they're done, another one has to go. And if you have three, you're never leaving.
Or they can't find their shoes. Or...
you know, of course, we're... Right, right, right. Yeah. That's exactly right, and it, with three, it's not you know, a couple times or five times longer. It's 10 times longer, and once you get there, you're on your way home because something happens with one of them, and so you got to go back home. It's a real challenge, but it's a rewarding adventure. But it sure would be nice if there were classes that the public training, if we had a good public training camp, it'd be great if there were classes on how to do a better job of being a parent. I remember being hauled into the dean's office. Our daughter started college at 14 years old, and we would drive her back and forth to the university. And when she was 17, she got her license and she could drive back and forth to the university herself. It was like about 20-something miles each way. And I found myself and Mrs. Finelli in the dean's office. And the dean said, he showed me this contract that I had with our daughter about the things, her responsibilities, if she wanted to use the family truck to go back and forth to school. And he thought it was outrageous that on this 21-item list of things that our daughter would do in order to use the family vehicle, you know, no cell phone in the front seat, cell phone would be off in the back seat. Headlights would be on while driving, even in the daytime, so that other vehicles could see our truck with her behind the wheel. The windows would be washed inside once a week, whether they needed it or not. There'd be a walk around of the vehicle prior to getting into the vehicle, you know, to see if there are any flat tires or leaks, you know, before departing from the parking space. No friends in the vehicle at all, none. Only family members could be passengers when she was at the wheel. And that all maintenance, regardless of what it was, she would have to turn the wrenches. And she would have to also prove to me that she could change the spare tire, get the jack out, raise the vehicle up safely, chalk the wheels, set the parking brake, you know, those kinds of things, and do it safely and use the lug wrench to get the lug nuts off and put the other wheel back on, the spare tire. She had to prove all these things and do all these things in order to use the family vehicle. And it was a written contract. And she signed it, and I signed it. And it said contract right on this thing. And the dean pulled this thing out and said, this is like outrageous. This is outrageous what you are making your daughter do. And I said, Dean, you know, when she arrived, we didn't get an owner's manual with her. We had to figure it out on our own. And this is part of that figuring it out. And by the way, she's our daughter, not yours. And it didn't end on a good note, but he kind of respected the fact that we demanded responsibility for getting behind the wheel of a motorized missile. And that's what those darn things are. They kill people every day. So they're darn dangerous. So I demanded that she understand braking and traction and friction and understand that not everybody's paying attention. So children is a really rewarding thing, and I suggest that most families have them so they can continue the bloodline. Back to you, Kathy.
Vince, I wanted to, I know it's National Farmers Day, so I wanted to personally thank you and all the farmers. It's a tough job. Actually, they've been out in the field next to us all day for the last 4 days. I saw the headlights. I think it was 9 o'clock at night. They were still, somebody had a combine across the street that were still out there. And so I wanted to thank you. It's a very hard job.
Well, thank you, Kathy. That's very nice of you. Gwyneth called me, and it was really late. It was dark. I just walked in the door, and she said, "How are you, Vincent?" I said, "Gwyneth, I'm exhausted. I've been up for hours and hours and hours from before it was daylight to till after it was way dark, and I'm absolutely exhausted. I'm going to collapse right now. I'd love to talk to you, but I've got a crash." And, I understand exactly what you're talking about. It's 24/7. It's rewarding. And I wouldn't change. I mean, I wouldn't change for pushing pencils. And, you know, there's an old saying that, you know, people sitting at a desk, the heaviest thing they lift all day at work is a pencil. It's not like that here. We lift really heavy things, heavier things than we can lift. And sometimes we need fulcrums and levers and machines to help us get items moved. And Kathy, what it does is it requires you to think creatively all the time. And that's what we do. How do you get something that's really big, really heavy, through a door that's narrower than the door? Equipment, machinery. And so sometimes, for example, if a piece of equipment is 12 feet tall, for example, and you have a doorway that is 1 inch too short, so the roof of the piece of equipment won't go through it. What do you do? Well, you let some of the air out of the tires, right? And you lower it. I mean, that's what you can do. And back to you.
You know, Vince, you're right. You have to be, I guess the term is a jack of all trades. You have to know a lot about a lot of things, and you have to fix it, because I'm sure most farmers can't afford to have somebody fix things for them all the time. So you're right, Vince, and I know this is a busy time for you. Vince, are you done with your hay now, or are you still baling your hay?
We just finished, and we still have a little bit of hay to move out of the fields. We were moving some of the last bits of rolls of hay out of the fields yesterday, and it's an interesting thing. It takes walkie-talkies to do it safely and efficiently. It takes one person in a truck with a trailer that can haul the hay, and then it takes another person with a tractor and a front-end loader to grab the bales out of the field, stack them so they won't fall off on the way through the field, you know, across the farm. So, that's what we've been doing. And we got about 250,000 pounds this year.
The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and yeah, so it used to be called Old Farmer's Day, and it dates back to the 1800s, and it's a day that honors hardworking farmers, and there's some festivals, you know, throughout the country, and so what do farmers do? Well, they're in the food business, at the front end of the food business. We grow food, we raise food, and many of us do it the hard way. And how many people are farmers in the United States? 2%. 2% of the population are farmers. So 2% feeds 100%. And that's the truth. And there are fewer and fewer farmers. Young people don't want to do it. They really don't. It's too hard. And the reward at the end of the day is, it's broken backs. It's a joint pain. It's muscle aches. It's sunburn. And, you know, injuries. But it's rewarding. It is extremely rewarding. You can actually see the fruits of your labor. Or you can see the failures of not planning right or not taking into account external factors that are beyond your control. You get a chance to see all that firsthand, up close. And the older farmers, are dying out, and the young guys, gals, really don't want to do it. I only know two young people who were interested in farming. Two. And one of them is our son, and the other one is one of his buddies who used to have a job, and he just quit his job, and he said, you know, he's tired of working at the factory. He's tired of doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again every day. He wants to be productive. He wants to be in control of his life, and he wants to raise animals. And that they have a family farm. His grandfather has one. I think he's going to inherit it. And he's going to start working that farm to the best of his ability. And I think it's wonderful. And I'm sure our son's going to help him. And the two of them can work together. And the really hard things that our son and Mrs. Finelli and I can't do with the three of us. You know, sometimes he's been over here. And sometimes it takes four of us. And it's a wonderful thing. It truly is. And he never has his hand out. Never says, yeah, you know, I've been here 4 hours helping y'all, and that's really hard. You owe me. It's never happened. Never happened. But then again, when he needs help with his truck and he can't do it, and we do it for him, we don't have our hand out and say, you owe me. And that's the way it used to be. And it sure would be nice if it got back to that. Kathy, back to you.
Yeah, you know, Vince, it's so right. It's ironic that you mentioned it. We had communications with four of our neighbors, kind of a give and take. Do you have this? Can I borrow this? Can you help me with this? It was back and forth. But right now, you know, we have really nice neighbors, and I have two young men. Their dad is a farmer. That farm was established in 1829, and the barn is still there. I don't know if it's the original barn, but they have two barns, but there's a big barn there that they use for their equipment. And they have two of the young men, and they're in their late 20s or early 30s, and their dad taught them just about everything, and they're wonderful young men. So. But, you know, Vince, do you mind if I go off on another tangent? I've been reading so much about people are struggling so much to make ends meet. And some of the information I was reading, and it's been people are really struggling, like, to put food on the table. And if you don't mind, you know, I'd like to run that, you know, run through that a little bit if it's okay with you.
Yeah.
When we get back.
No, it's absolutely fine. Kathy, you may speak about anything that you want. And I agree. The media is telling us that everything's good. Inflation's a little over 5%. It's absolutely not true. People are struggling. We'll be right back, class.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Talks between Hollywood studios and the Actors Union are on hold after negotiations broke down yesterday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the studios, said the two sides were still too far apart. The strike has been going on for 3 months. Simply put, actors want 2% of revenue from online streaming shows. Many of the studios say that number is unrealistic. The union SAG-AFTRA also wants limits on the use of artificial intelligence. House Republicans are nominating Majority Leader Steve Scalise to be the next speaker. The Louisiana lawmaker secured the nomination 113-99 in a closed-door Republican conference meeting yesterday. Scalise will now take his candidacy to the House floor, where he'll need to win the support of the majority of the chamber to take control of the gavel. The vote could happen sometime today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my new gold for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy, very quickly, you mentioned that. Neighbor's Farm was established around in the 1820s, is that right?
Yes, 1829, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Ours was established a little bit later, 1855. And it's been a farm ever since, so it's been a continuous farm. It got run down before we bought it, but it's been in operation all these years. Kathy, you were talking about people are hungry. Do you have stories that you've heard, read about this hunger in the United States?
I You know, I do, Vince. A lot of times when I read an article or I watch a video, I take the time and I read the comments. And people are talking about, you can almost feel the despair and the concern. A lot of them are worried. And they're talking about every time they go to the store, the price goes up. And so things that they could use before and do before, they can't purchase those, or they're having to cut way back. And even medications, there's some people that the one man said that he is supposed to take something for his COPD, and he said the only way he can afford it now or use it is if the doctor has samples, and he saves it for really bad days. And there's people talking about just the fact, like, they don't shop as much anymore. They don't go to the stores often because they don't want to spend the gas. So they'll try to stretch it and go, like, once every 2 weeks. And so, you know, Vince, you can just tell, like, people aren't buying, like, one of them is lunch meat. Now, that's not a necessity, obviously. You can get a ham and you can spice it yourself, and that's much cheaper. But, Vince, the prices of lunch meat, there's some that are $13 a pound now for lunch. That's like, I would never spend that kind of money. And yet, you know, I think you have to realize at some point that if you can't afford it, then you need to make changes. But people are talking about even basics. I mean, like, sugar has gotten real expensive. Like a 4 pound bag, it's $3.49, $3.29, right in there at most places. Vinegar, if you get the Heinz, it's like, I think it's $6 a gallon now for that. So I guess what I'm reading is the concern about what are we going to do to get through the winter and even next year. And people are starting to put it together. It's like what we've been saying about the price increases, and they were going to hit us. And, you know, Vince, when the price of fuel goes up and the price that you're paying the labor goes up, then your prices are going to go up. So what I really wanted to talk about, and if some of these other stories, I'll kind of interweave them when I'm talking. I really want people to be a smart shopper and to think about it. And this is something I've had to do, like, almost my whole life. This was something that almost became, I wouldn't say a necessity, but just something that in order to save money and to make sure that I had enough money for the next paycheck, especially when my kids were little, I really had to be a smart shopper. And so I studied the sale flyers. I studied, like, how often things go on sale and the cycles, and some of the grocery store, for lack of a better word, their strategy or tactics. So one thing, like, I would say is I worked in retail for a little bit, and I learned that for the most part, they try to get things ready for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, I don't know if it's still like that with the supply chain shortage. But like the worst day to me to shop is like Sundays and Mondays, because I very, very rarely shop on a Sunday unless it's something I have to pick up. I'm going to my daughter's or something, and, you know, we were supposed to grab something and maybe I forgot it or it needed to be real fresh. But it's just so many people in the store and everything is picked over. And Mondays, they don't have time to restock if you go, especially in the morning. Those are 2 days, if you can help it, I would say try to avoid it. I found like the best day for me is like Wednesdays and maybe Thursday morning. And one thing that I've learned too, Vince, is that with the produce, a lot of times they deliver the produce early in the morning. And sometimes you can tell, like, when you go to pick it out, it's still cold. So it's like, oh, it must have just come out of the refrigerator. And, you know, most of or a lot of them are transported in refrigerator trucks. So I try to get there first thing in the morning, but almost always, Vince, there's something that's like a good sale. So you, I wouldn't say, like, don't buy things out of season. Like, don't buy asparagus now. It's $4 a pound. You know, buy squash or buy potatoes or something that gives you more value for your dollar. And if you're going to buy, like, a bag of carrots or apples, you know, see if you can even pick them up and see which one weighs the most. I'll look at them. And I might be standing like right next to the little scale and I'll weigh them. And sometimes there's a half a pound more in a bag. And so just grab the one that's a little bit more. And same thing with celery. If you look at when you go buy a one of those stalks of celery, if you look at the bottom of it, and you could weigh them too, but some of them are real little and some are like almost twice the size. And like, what I've been doing too, Vince, because I have gotten so much bad produce, is like, let's say you're going to buy a stalk of celery. Then if you take the wrapper, I mean, I'm not saying like touch it with your hands, but just slide it down to look at it a little bit. If it's got brown running down into the stalks of celery, don't buy it. You know, look for a fresher one or look at the ends. If the ends are like all brown and dried up, that's been sitting there for a while. And so I've been really careful to like look at my produce now, feel it. You know, if you can, sometimes they've got the little twisty tie. You can open it and just look at it to see, because you can't see through the paper sometimes or the plastic. So I would say, Vince, that I don't understand to, like, right now it's apple season. And, you know, I live in Ohio, and we have tons of orchards here. Apples are in, they're really high. Nobody's running hardly any sales on them. Now, last year, I can tell you at this time of year, you could get a 3-pound bag of apples for 99 cents. They were fresh right from our orchards. They'll say Ohio apples or Michigan apples. So now, they're the one that I checked. Now, I know that there some of these might be coming from outside of the areas, but the Honeycrisp for a 3-pound bag was $9. So it's $3 a pound. And that's if you buy it in the bag. If you buy them individually, it's even more. So there's no way I would buy those. There's just no way. There's other produce out there that's cheaper. You can buy bananas or other things. So I think you have to be smart and say, I'm going to change my my grocery list, and if I find a sale. And, you know, Vince, when I go in the stores, I might spend like another 10 minutes or 15 minutes, but I poke around, and there's a lot of times you can find unadvertised specials. You can find mushrooms marked down to 99 cents. They're trying to get rid of them. And if they get too many from the last week's sale, then a lot of times they'll mark those down because they have too many. So I know I made the, I commented the last time, like they had bean cherries, they marked them down to 49 cents a pound because they had just a ton of them and they were just trying to get rid of them. And so you got to take your time. You know, if you walk into the store with blinders, you're really not going to save a lot of money. So some of the strategies that I've learned, especially the last couple of years, like we talk about this a lot, Vince, but as soon as you hear of a shortage, you know, whether it's groceries, light bulbs or whatever, just go get it. Look, try to find the best price, because typically, not always, but typically there's a lag time. Like when I found out that coffee was going to go up, I think Costco had them or Sam's had them for $6.88 for the 48 ounce containers. I figured out how many I could buy and looking at the date. In fact, I bought 6 of them. So, and that was like a year and a half ago. Now, they haven't gone down that much since. But I have been in some of the stores, like one time I was in a store and they were marking them down. I don't know why. They weren't expired, but they were $5. Now, they weren't quite as big as those, but I bought 8 of those. So I haven't paid that full price, because I've been aware that that is something the price is going to go up. So whether it's sugar, flour, potatoes, vinegar, all the things we've been talking about, if you see that item, then are you hear that it's going to go up, then just buy as much as you can use or store safely, and then you're going to save money in the long run. You know, Vince, we talked about Menards. Menards has got the cheapest price on vinegar and their canning items. So if anybody's looking for vinegar, you know, now they've even got like the 11% off. So if you need vinegar, it's $2.99 gallon there. So, but back to my, the rest of my things with strategies. Sometimes, Vince, stores will put, like, let's say it's 4th of July, and they're going to put hamburger on sale because people are going to have hamburgers and hot dogs. They have a strategy. Things that go with that, they might put one or two things, but they don't always put everything on sale. Like, they might put mustard on sale, but they won't put any of the buns or things that go with the hamburger or the hot dog. So you're going to go to the store, and you're going to go, okay, I'm going to buy the hamburger, but the buns aren't on sale, or the condiments aren't on sale, or the baked beans or whatever else, you normally goes with it. So if you know ahead of time, like let's say you know you're going to need like ground beef and you're getting close to that the holiday and you find a good sale, then I would just, you know, pick it up then. So that's just some of the – that's just one thing that they do. Vince, the other thing is, you know, make a list and, like, do a quick survey of your refrigerator and your pantry. And I'm sometimes very bad at this. If I forget what I have in my refrigerator and I'll come home and go, I forgot I already had a whole thing of celery. So just do a quick look at what you have. Do you have enough eggs or milk or produce or whatever you need or in, you know, wherever you store it in your pantry or your cupboard? And then if you have a list, then when you, like I said earlier, be really flexible. And when you get to the store, if you get to the store and the items are so expensive, then and you find something cheaper that you can use, then buy the cheaper one and just change your menu, Ben.
Kathy, you know, we have been conditioned as Americans to buy whatever we want, whether it's in season or not. And I think that's going to go away. I think that's going to go away for the most part because it will cost so much to buy things out of season. We need to get back into not hauling lettuce 2,000 miles.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehi Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. We're talking about domestic engineering. Kathy, I believe you mentioned that coffee, you were able to get it at Costco for $6.88 for 48 ounces. That's the big, tall can. Well, we did the same thing. And we were able to get it at Sam's Club, and we were able to get it at Menards. Because I really like shopping at Menards because of their 11% off. And believe it or not, the prices on many of their things is lower than the other stores, that big box home improvement type stores like Lowe's and Home Depot. Like if you want to buy pipe, black iron pipe that I needed for installing the gas lines for our generators, I need to pick up a couple pieces. And it was almost half the price at Menards. So another way of looking at that is Lowe's was almost twice the price for the same black iron lengths of pipe. So it does pay to shop, and it does pay to check the internet for prices. And not always are the internet prices exactly correct, but sometimes you can go to customer service and say, you know, wait a minute, you know, it's much lower on the internet. Let me show you because I printed it off. And they usually will say, yeah, okay. So we'll sell it to you at the lower price. But as far as the coffee is concerned, I paid $5.88 for a 48-ounce cans, and we bought a bunch of them about a year and a half ago. And I'm looking today at Sam's Club right here online right now. 48-ounce can of Member's Mark is $13.98. So we're going from about, $6 or $7 for that size coffee to $14 for that size coffee. That's twice the price in a year and a half. So, Kathy, you're absolutely right. And we talked about hyperinflation coming. I think people thought we were kidding. And then if you look at the, you know, the media and the government reports, you know, 5-point-something percent, 6-point-something percent. I think what they forgot to tell you was that's per month. And we're thinking it's per year. Right. So it's that explains these numbers that you and I are talking about now, and it explains their numbers as being such low inflation numbers as compared to what we're seeing at the grocery store. Nobody believes that inflation is 5%. Nobody, you know, per year. Nobody believes that. So And Kathy, here's one other thing. It's believed that coffee only lasts maybe, you know, a month or two in the can, you know, unopened. I don't think that's true at all, because we've got coffee that I bought several years ago, and it's still good in the can, unopened. But it's kept at the at a constant temperature. It's kept cool and dry and away from the light, and it's just fine. Are you seeing the same thing in cans? I'm not talking about plastic, because I don't know about plastic.
Well, I buy Folgers, and it's got that foil lid on it, and I keep it in the basement, which is cooler, and I haven't had any trouble. I do have a few of the metal cans, and I think they last longer, but my question to you, Vince, is how long would you say your cans have lasted? Because I may go that way if I find a good deal on the cans.
Yeah. Kathy, I don't know for sure, because I think we're going about 5 or 6 years now on metal cans.
Okay.
Now, the thing about metal cans, class, this is all metal. This is a steel can, like a tall, kind of like a number 10 can, 48-ounce type size. And canes used to be sold at Sam's Club. They don't sell that brand anymore. It was an all-metal can. Maybe it was too expensive for them to compete in the market using a metal can. Maybe their factory, which was set up, I'm thinking, close to 100 years ago. Maybe their factory wasn't set up to modernize to the new plastic, you know, Folgers or Maxwell House or U-Ban style plastic containers. I don't know. But I do know that it lasts way more than 1, 2, or 3 years. So I'm thinking maybe 5 to 7, maybe longer, Kathy, if it's kept cool and dry in constant temperature and away from the light.
I agree with you, Vince. I mean, I haven't had any trouble with anything that I've had. I've had some that have gone over the expiration date, but they're still vacuum sealed. So to me, that says that the oxygen hasn't gotten to them. So, and when I open them, it smells just fine. You know, Vince, the other thing that people are really commenting on, like one lady said she quit going to the doctor, and she either cut back on her meds because she couldn't afford them. And so I think people are going to start cutting back a lot of different ways. You know, people are having trouble feeding their pets. So, you know, there again, there's options that you can, even if you don't want to cook for them, you can kind of do half and half. You can do a little chicken and a little carrots and, like, mix it with your dog food and kind of stretch it if you can. But, you know, Vince, I'll continue when we get back, but I just think the inflation's not going to stop.
No disagreement from me. I see prices continuing upward, upward, upward. And when you talk about dog food, it used to be 20-something cents a pound. It can go as high as $1.50 a pound for dog food now. $1.50 a pound. And I think we're going to see more people abandoning their pets, just letting them go. Let them find their own home.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.